Lesson 3. Exercise 1. In the early stages after the human race became possessed of its ears, they would merely be helps in the struggle for existence. But we can imagine primitive man one day discovering in them an interest and a value of another kind. We can imagine him finding that the hearing of some simple sound, perhaps the twang of his bowstring, or the blowing of the wind over a broken reed, was a pleasure in itself. On that day, music was born, and from that day to this, innumerable workers of many ages and of many peoples have been trying to discover new sounds of a pleasure-giving kind, and to master the art of blending and weaving these together so as to give the maximum of enjoyment. The result is that music of one kind or another now figures largely in the lives of most civilized beings.